All right, we are looking at Genesis.
所以我们现在在看那个创世纪。
Let me just, since we've had a couple weeks of interruption,
因为我们有中间停了两周。
Just remind you that when we looked at Genesis 1 through 11,
所以当我们看到创世纪第一章到第十一章之后,
we saw the themes of God's sovereignty. This is His world that He made.
我们看到神的这个主权主宰，就是这是神所创造的世界。
And we saw the theme of relationship.
我们也看到这个有关系的主体。
This is so important because,
这为什么这样的重要，是因为
As we go through the Old Testament,
当我们这就是过就是读学过这个旧约的时候
，God is going to do some things that you're not going to like.
神会在旧约里面做一些你不喜欢的事。
Some things I don't like.
我也不喜欢的事。
I think, wait, why did He do that?
我会说神呐，你为什么要这样做
？We must remember.
我们必须要记住。
He is sovereign. He made this world.
神是主宰，神是全能，他创造这个世
界。But he did not make it the way we find it.
他创造的这个世界不是我们现在所发现的、所看到的这个世界。
God did not make a world with coronavirus.
神没有创造的这个，神所创造的这个原先的这个美好的世界里没有新冠状病毒。
God did not make a world with cancer.
神原来所创造的美好世界没有癌症。
God did not make a world with division and conflict between people.
神所创造原来的这个世界没有说这个人的纷争跟人之间的这种争斗。
He made a world
他所创造的那个世界
in which everything fits together perfectly.
是每样事情都在一起完美的结合在一起工作有效。
And we broke it.
但是我们把这个给破坏了。
To me, the wonder of the Old Testament is not that we are suffering.
在我来对我来讲，这个旧约的这个奇妙之处，不是说在于说我们在受苦。
We're suffering because of sin that we brought into the world. So that's to me not the amazing thing.
对我来讲，我们之所以受苦，是因为我们自己的选择，我们自己所做的犯罪，然后把这个痛苦带到世界上，对我来讲，这个不是奇妙之处。
The second thing of the theme that I gave you is what is amazing to me.
对我来讲，对我很让我很赞叹、很惊奇的是第二个主题。
And that is
那就是
that despite our rebellion,
尽管我们的不就是不管我们的这种悖逆
，God continues to have relationship with us.
神继续的和我们有关系
，because I am not a very patient person.
我不是一个很有耐心的人。
And so if I create this world and say, here is all you have to do to make this work.
然后如果我创造了一个世界，我就说，这就是你所要做的，让这个世界可以行之运行下去的方式方法。
And you break it.
但是你把这个
，I just walk off.
我就会说，我就
He could have said,
因为我已经说过了
，This world that you messed up is now yours.
你现在你把它弄糟的这个世界就是你的世界。
You deal with it.
你自己来收拾后果。
And if you think our world is bad now,
如果你觉得我们现在的世界很糟糕
，You try to imagine it.
你就来想象一下。
If God had left us to ourselves,
如果神就完全的不管我们。
If there was no bit of good in our world,
如果在我们的世界上没有任何一点点的好。
The amazing message of Genesis 1 through 11 is that God remained as part of our world.
所以呢，这个创世纪一到十一章令人惊奇之处，就是在这样的一个破碎的世界中，神仍然是有份于他。
So then we come to 12 through 50, the last part of the book.
现在呢，我们就来看创世纪十二到五十章这个。
And we're going to see, we see the beginning of the story of how God is going to restore this world to what it was meant to be.
神如何来重塑这个世界，重建这个世界，让它成为它原先的美，有原先的样子。
And he does it in an amazing way.
有一个就是令人惊奇的是，他没有。
He chooses One man.
他不是说重塑，而是说他选择了一个人。
He chooses one family.
他选择了一个家庭。
Turn to Genesis 12.
请大家翻到创世纪第十二章。
Genesis 12.
创世纪十二章第一节。
This is the key to the last part of Genesis.
所以这个十二章是对创世纪后半部分的一个钥匙，一个。
And it really is key to all of the Old Testament.
这也是对所有的这个创世所有的旧约的一个钥匙，一个关键之处。
All year as we work through the Old Testament, I will keep coming back to this verse.
所以呢，在我们在学这个创世纪旧约的时候，我们会不断回到这句经文。
Hopefully, at some point in the year, you will say, "You don't need to tell us; we already know that verse."
希望大家在过去的这个以后就会说，哦，我已经知道这些经文，你不需要再重复。
Because remember, here's what has happened.
你记住这是发生了什么。
Man has rebelled.
人类真的是悖逆神。
To the point.
到了一个程度。
That God destroys the world with a flood.
神用这个大洪水毁灭了世界。
Through Noah, he begins to restore the earth.
通过挪亚，神开始重新来重塑重建这个世界。
Man rebels again, and that's the story of the Tower of Babel.
人又开始悖逆神，所以呢，在又有巴别塔事件。
God chooses one man.
神选择了一个人。
One family.
一个家庭。
The Lord said to Abram, chapter 12, verse 1.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，十二章第一节。
Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you.
离开本地本族。附加往我所要指示你的地区。
I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing.
我要必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
And here is the key to all the rest of the Old Testament.
所以这是旧约的所有的这个要点就在这里。
I will bless those who bless you.
为你祝福的，我必赐福于他。
Him who dishonors you, I will curse.
那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。
And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
地上的万族都要因你得福。
God says to Abraham,
神对亚伯兰，对亚伯拉罕说，
I've chosen your family.
我也选择了你的家庭。
You are going to become a great nation.
你会成为一个伟大的民大国。
But here's the key.
但是这个
through you,
但是这个关键是在于
all nations will be blessed.
是要通过你，地上的所有的人都要得福。
I said this verse is the key to all the Old Testament.
这几个字，这一句是旧约的这个重点。
It is key to all the rest of the Bible, Old and New Testament.
其实这句话是整个的这个不单是旧约，而是整个圣经的这个。
Because at the end of the Old Testament,
因为在旧约结束的时候
，Israel is saying, "Thank you, God, for choosing us and blessing us."
说哦，神啊，谢谢你，你就是拣选了我们，你就祝福我们这个民族。
We are so glad that you blessed us and not that bunch of dirty Gentiles.
我们真的是很高兴，你真的祝福了我们，而不是祝福那些肮脏的外邦人。
And God says,
然后神说
，Ah, you're just seeing the first step.
你只看到了第一步。
And in the New Testament,
新约就
是 the church,
教会。
Accomplishes the purpose
就是完成了
that God has given to Israel.
在教会就是完成了神给本来是给以色列的一个使命。
That's important for us.
这对我们来讲非常的重要。
Number one, it's important for us to understand where the church fits into this.
就是第一个，我们知道教会在这个里边的我们的这个位置是在角色是什么。
But number two, in a practical way, it's important.
就是在实际上也是有非常的有意义的。
Last summer, our family went to Israel.
去年夏天我们全家一起去了以色列。
The Dead Sea
就是那个死海
is dead.
死海真的是死的。
It's salty.
就是很盐度很高。
Nothing can survive in it.
在那个死海里没有任何生物。
One of the young ladies on the trip got some of the water in her eye. No, she swallowed some of the water. Swallowed.
Yeah, 在我们那个一群去的人里边，有一个年轻的女孩子，她不小心把那个喝了那个。
And for the next 24 hours, she was in agony.
就是喝到那个水，不小心咽了一口水之后，24小时一天都很痛苦。
That's the Dead Sea.
那是那个死海。
At the other end of the Jordan River in the north is the Sea of Galilee.
但是呢，在那个约旦河的上端，就上游是那个加利利海，加利利湖。
It is flourishing. It is productive. Things grow there. You can fish.
在那个加利利湖呢，这个生物滋养，有鱼，你可以在那儿钓鱼。
And I asked a guide. I said, "I'm not a scientist."
我就问一个导游，我说我不是科学家。
I can't even spell science.
我甚至连那个科学这个字儿都拼不出来。
So tell me for a dummy.
他说对我这么笨的人，求你给我解释。
What is the difference between the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea?
他说这个加利利海跟这个死海到底有什么不同呢？
And he said, "I can show you on a map."
他说我可以在地图上给你显示。
For the Sea of Galilee,
他说对于那个加利利海，
water flows in,
他说这个有水流进来，
and it flows out.
然后也有水流出去。
But when it reaches the Dead Sea, it flows in, but it never flows out.
但是到了死海之后呢，只有水流进去，但是没有水流出去。
It evaporates.
它就只是蒸发。
And it dies.
然后呢，它只是在蒸发，然后这个海就死了。
And I said,
然后我就说，
Do you mind if I steal that for a church?
我说你在意我真的是偷窃，把你这个信息偷过来跟教会分享吗？
Because you see, when God's blessing poured into Israel,
因为当神把他的祝福真的是降临在就是浇灌在以色列的这个民族上，
Those blessings poured in so that Israel would flow out to all nations.
本来是这个神降临在就是浇灌在以色列身上的祝福是要通过以色列真的流
But she just wanted to hold on to them.
流灌到所有的民族，但是他们只想自己紧紧地抓着那个祝福。
And in terms of her mission, she died.
然后以他们的名字来讲，这个以色列民族就死了。
You don't have to have a PhD to figure out where this is going.
你不需要博士学位来明白这个。
God pours in to us as individuals and as a church blessings.
神真的是对我们每个个人，也有我们这个教会呢，把他的祝福临到我们身上。
Why?
为什么？
Option one. Because we are just really good people, and God says, "Oh, those wonderful people at Palm Beach Church, I'm going to bless them."
Oh, 我们这个华人教会真好，都是好人，很好的人呢，所以我要祝福。
Don't raise your hand because that's the wrong answer.
别举手，因为那是一个错误的选项。
Option two.
第二个选项。
Because that church has such great leadership.
因为这个教会有很好的这个带领者。
Elders, don't be offended. But that's not the reason.
但是也不是因为。
Get that hand down.
这个姿势。
God pours blessings into us.
神把他的祝福
降在我们身
上，作为教会，神把他的那个祝福给我们教会。
So that we bless,
我们可以去祝福
the community and the world around us.
我们可以祝福我们的社区，祝福我们的世界。
One of my favorite writers on this verse says, "God blesses Israel for the sake of those who are not blessed."
神有一个我最喜欢的作者这么说，神祝福以色列的目的就是为了那些没有被得到祝福的人。
As you're driving home,
所以当你开车回家的时候，
and you see people,
你看到人，
who are obviously not blessed,
你可以看到那些很明显的是没有被蒙福，没有
realize,
得福的人，要注意到说，
that's why God blessed our church,
那就是为什么神祝福我们的教会，
so that we can bless them,
所以我们就可以祝福他们。
And if we don't do it,
如果我们不去做，不这样做，
we become,
我们就成了
the Dead Sea,
就成了死海。
The blessings pour in and we die,
然后那个不断的有祝福进来，但是我们死了。
Now, that's where how this story starts.
然后这是故事是这样开始的。
But God does something amazing.
但是神做了一个很
If I were planning this, it would look much different.
如果是我来做，会看上很不同。
I would pick very gifted, talented, great people.
如果是我选的话，我要选那个很有才华。也很有恩赐，然后呢，很伟大的人。
And because I'm always a little bit of a skeptic,
因为我总是有点怀疑。
I would pick a few hundred of them because I'd be pretty sure some of them were going to blow it.
然后我可能就不是选一个人，而是选几百人，因为这里边肯定有人会就最后把这东西弄糟
了。But I would pick the best ones I could.
然后我就会选一些最好的一些人群。
Thankfully, God doesn't do it the way I would.
感谢神，他不是要像我这样去做。
And the reason I say thankfully is,
我就说令人感谢的神，神不是这样做。
If I were in charge, I certainly wouldn't have picked me.
如果我要是那个，就是选人的人，我肯定不会选我自己。
And I don't know if I would have picked some of you.
我想我可能是不是也不会选你们其中的某些人。
Aren't you glad God doesn't do it that way?
我真的是很感谢神不是这
样做的。And so he picks Abraham.
所以呢，神选了这个亚伯拉罕。
From an idol worshipping family.
他是一个从一个拜偶像的家庭里出来的。
And when you read the Abraham story, we put a halo over Abraham's head.
现在我们给这个亚伯拉罕头上放了个光环。
And make him into a great saint.
我们让他成为一个伟大的圣徒。
How many of you did your homework and read Genesis 12 through 50? I mean, you've had a month to do it, so every hand ought to be up.
所以我们大家有一个月的时间，有谁把那个第十二章读到五十章？We did according to the Bible reading plan last month.
Oh, it's been so long you forgot. Okay, all right. Then I guess I have to forgive you.
我们是因为那个读经计划那个第一上个月读了。
Abraham's story.
亚伯拉罕的故事
has no halo over it.
他的这个故事可显示出来。
He struggles a lot.
他那个光环，他做了很多，犯了很多错。
Isaac.
那个以撒呢
？There's not a lot of bad about Isaac. There's just not much about him.
就是
he just survives.
他也没有什么太多的坏事，但是也没有太多的令人瞩目的东西。他就
the first half of his story is about what his father does to him.
他的故事就是他爸爸对他做了什么。
The second half of his story is what his sons do to him.
然后第二部分就是他儿子对他做了什么。
And poor Isaac, the only reason he's there is for those other two.
好像那个以撒在那儿写在他的目的，他就是为了他爸爸跟他儿子的缘故。
And then we come to Jacob.
然后下边我们到了雅各。
I wouldn't buy a used car from Jacob.
我真的是别想让我从雅各这个人身上买一个旧车。
Do you see what is happening?
你看到了吗？
God uses people that we would never expect.
神所用的这些人是我们永远都不会想到要用的。
But he uses them.
但是神用他们。
Because as they learn to trust God.
在他们学习在信靠神的过程中。
And so, I'm skipping a bit.
Okay.
Abraham leaves his home.
所以呢，神就离开他的家乡。
And I thought I had a little marker. Okay, he leaves here and he travels to the promised land.
然后 you mean to Canaan, right? From Haran.
Yes, yes.
他从哈兰，你可以看到在上边那里到那个黄色的写迦南。
And there, I ask you in the homework assignment. I think I'm not going to pressure you about the homework assignment because it's been long enough. You forgot.
家庭作业里我问你们，但是我不会现在来检查。
But I ask you as you were reading to highlight the signs of trust and the signs of lack of trust.
我有请大家就是说，你用高光笔画出信靠神的标记和画出对神缺乏信任的标记。
And if you were doing that, the first place that I hope you highlighted.
所以如果你真的是做了家庭作业，那第一个我希望你能画高光笔画出的地方是在哪里？
Very good. Okay, we have someone who did the homework.
有人做温师母做了家庭。
Very good. The first one you should have highlighted is Genesis 12 verse 4.
第一个呢，你需要画出来的就是创世纪第十二章第四节。
We have an A student.
我们这儿有一个这个甲等生、优等生。
So Abram went,
所以亚伯兰就照着
as the Lord told him.
耶和华的吩咐去了。
Now the reason that to me is so amazing is this.
对我来讲很令人赞叹的就是
Ur is actually a very advanced culture. My thing doesn't. There we go.
There is no
there.
Okay, 就是说 before 就是那个乌尔。他那个乌尔那个地区呢，是一个非常发达的一个地区。
They had developed writing. They had a banking system.
他们有文字，然后他们有银行系统。
A will.
他们甚至发明了
architectural features far above other areas.
他们的那个建筑的那个水平比别的地方都高。
A legal system.
然后他们有这个也有个法律系统。
Schools.
然后有学校。
It was an advanced culture.
那是一个非常发达的文化。
And God says to Abraham,
然后神对亚伯拉罕
leave all of that,
把那些都离开那些。
And go where?
去哪儿呢？
Where I tell you.
我所要指示你的地方。
I couldn't do that.
让我做不到。
I would say, no, wait a minute, God.
我说那可不行，神啊，你等一下。
Where?
你得告诉我去哪儿。
What kind of schools do they have?
他们的学校，乌尔的学校是那个。
You all would ask that too. I know. I can see it.
哎， 我要去的地方的学校怎么样呢？我们都会问这个问题。
Does their bank have an agreement to transfer my funds from Ur to this place you're calling me to?
那个地方有没有一个银行系统可以把我从这个乌尔的这个钱转到那边去呢？
Right?
对不对？
It is an incredible sign of trust.
所以这个是令人难以置信的，他对神的这个信号。
That he leaves New York City.
他离开了纽约这个城市。
Beijing,
北京的大城市
Hong Kong,
香港这样的大城市
And he goes where?
他去哪儿了
Wherever I show you.
我告诉你就是哪儿去哪儿
That's amazing.
那是真的是令人赞叹
But here is where I wanted you to see the belief and lack of belief.
然后在这里这一句我想让你看到这种信号和缺乏信号的一个对比
I used to be a pianist.
我就是一个我是钢琴家
Used to be.
我说，他说曾经是，其实现在还。
If I was playing here.
如果我过去的我的水平是在这儿。
And I heard someone who played here.
然后我听到有个人哇，弹的比我这个水平高很多。
That would really motivate me.
那就会让我
I want to get up there. I'd work hard.
我想要去跟他那样到他那个水平。
But I remember being in Paris.
但是我记得我在那个巴黎的时候。
And I went to a concert.
我就去了一个音乐会。
And the pianist played 4 piano concerti in one night.
那个钢琴家呢，他那一晚上演奏了四首钢琴协奏曲。
And I walked out and I said.
然后我就离开的时候，我就说。
I'm going to quit.
我要放弃了。
Because it wasn't up here where I could.Be challenged.
因为说他的那个水平不是说我可以达到的。
It was so far above me that I thought there's really no need in me even trying.
因为那个水平比我高的太远了，我觉得我就根本没有必要再去努力。
I'm only in my 20s. I can probably get a job at McDonald's and move up the ladder.
我那时候才20多岁，我应该在麦当劳找个工作，我可能还有更多的提升机会。
When I see Abraham's faith, I am tempted to say, no, it's not, I'm here and he's here. There's just no hope, and so that doesn't help me.
所以我们看到亚伯拉罕的信心，我们不是说哦，就好像我们这个他的那个信心那个水平呢，还是我能达到，而是太高了，根本我是遥不可及。
So here's what I want you to see in this last half of Genesis.
所以我想看到，让你看这个余下的这个创世纪的部分。
I want you to take the halo off of these people.
我想让你把这些人的
and see their struggles.
看看他们到底真实的样子。
Because the truth is, they were like us.
这个真实的情况就是他们是跟我们一样的人。
They were a mixture of trust and.I don't know if I can do that, God.
他们就是一种像一个是信靠神，有时候又说，哎呀，神呐，我不知道我能不能做到这样一个混合体。
Let me show you what I mean.
我告诉你是怎么样的。
God says to Abraham.
神对亚伯兰说。
For some reason, that wants to freeze. Ah, there we go. Okay. I will make of you a great nation.
我必叫你成为大国。
I'm going to give your descendants this land.
我会把这个你我赐给你的后裔这地。
And let me tell you something wonderful about these promises.
这些的应许的奇妙之处在于。
When God says to Abraham, "I will make of you a great nation."
当神对亚伯拉罕说，我必叫你成为大国。
How many children does he have?
亚伯拉罕这时候有几个孩子 ？Zero.
None. Now, for the biology majors in the room.You understand you have to at least have one before you can become a great nation, right?
对，对我们这中间学生物的，我们知道，至少你要有一个孩子，然后才能让你那个。
God makes this promise.
但是神
，That seems incredible.
给了他一个很大的应许。
He says, "I'm going to give you this land."
我会给你 ，you mean you or inheritance? 就是我
会把
这地赐给你。
To your seed, I'm going to give this land.
我会把这个后你的后裔赐给他们这块地。
But when Abraham gets that promise,
但是当亚伯拉罕接受这个应许之后
all he's going to have is a burial plot for his wife.
但是呢，他的太太还是没有生育。
I'm going to give you the whole land of, or the whole state of Florida.
我会把这个，比如说整个佛罗里达这个地都给你。
And all you have is a cemetery plot.
但是他所有的地不过就是在他就是一块那个墓地。
I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make your name great.
我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。
But if you read chapter 12, you read chapter 20.
如果你读创世纪第十二章跟二十章，
You saw that twice people were cursed because of Abraham's disobedience.
你知道有两次因为亚伯拉罕的不顺服有人被诅咒诅。
You're going to be a blessing, and yet
你要叫别人得福，
He brings trouble.
但是你却带来了麻烦。
But there's something even more amazing.
但是更令人惊奇的是，
Go to Genesis 28.
我们跳到创世纪第二十八章。
Listen to the promise.
请你听这个应许。
Verse 13, the land on which you lie, I will give to you and your offspring.
他说，我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔。
Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth.
你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多。
You will spread to the west, to the east, to the north, to the south.
必向东西南北开展。
And in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福。
Who is this promise made to?
神是对谁做了这个应许呢？
Jacob.
神现在是对这个雅各。
Does that surprise anybody?
有没有这个让任何人觉得很惊奇呢？很吃惊呢？
Abraham is a man of faith.
起码亚伯拉罕。
And God makes great promises.
一个有一个很有信心的人，神给了他这个。
But when God gives this promise to Jacob, he is a cheater. He's running because the people he's cheated are about to catch up with him. And God still makes great promises. Why? Because God loves to work through people.
因为神喜欢就是通过人来工做工。
Who don't deserve it.
就是这些人呢其实是不配得。
And yet through that he receives glory.
是经过这样神得到了荣耀。
In the New Testament he says,
神说,
he works through jars of clay.
神是通过这个瓦器来做工。
Worthless.
这个瓦器是毫无价值的。
So that the glory will belong to God.
所以这个荣耀是属于神。
And that's what we see in these chapters.
这就是我们在这些章节里所看到的。
And so,
所以
Abraham,
亚伯拉罕,
I want you to see this balance of trust and lack of trust.
我看到他这个就是好像一个天平似的，有的时候是信靠，有的时候是不信靠，不信任，然后这个中间摇摇摆摆。
If you highlighted the trust, you saw Abraham believes God and he travels to Canaan. He does what God says.
你把那个荧光笔画出来，你就知道神在那个是有时候他的信靠的地方。
But did anyone highlight?
有没有任何人把那个给画出来？
Chapter 13. Actually, no, verse 4. Verse 4.
还在第十二章第四节那个地方说那个。
Okay, but did anyone highlight?
有没有人把那一节给画出来
？In verse 4, Lot went with him.
第四章，罗德也和他同去。
Verse 4.
就在第四节。
Did anyone highlight verse 4?
有没有人
as lack of trust?
有没有人把那个画出来作为一个不信缺乏信？认神的证据呢？
Abram went as the Lord had told him. That's trust.
亚伯兰就照着神的吩咐去了，那个是信靠。
And Lot went with him.
但是罗德和他同去，这个就。
Why do I say lack of trust there?
为什么我说这个罗德和他同去？
Yeah.
因为那个罗德呢，因为现在亚伯兰没有。
God said, "Leave your father, leave your father's house."
神说你要离开你的父家。
But he takes Lot.
但是呢，他带着他的侄子罗德和他同去。
And I think there's a reason he takes Lot.
我说的为什么他带罗德是有原因的。
Because Lot, since he doesn't have any children,
因为亚伯拉罕这时候是没有孩子的。
Is the expected descendant, inheritance.
罗德呢，就是大家会期待着罗德成为他的继承者。
And so there is trust. Yes, he's following.
所以你看到他是有对神有信靠。
But do you see that there's a little bit in the back? I better have a backup plan just in case this promise doesn't work out.
他脑子的背后，他可能还是说自己有一个第二手的一个预备，就是万一这个要不成了。
And here's what I want you to see.
我看大家看。
Every time in Abraham's life there is a lack of trust.
当亚伯拉罕他的生命中什么时候出现那个对神缺乏信任的时候
，It leads to trouble.
这个总是会带来麻烦。
Can someone tell me in the Bible who the descendants of Lot are?
大家知道那个罗德的那个后代是谁？
Moabites.
一个是摩押人。
Ammonites.
还有亚门人。
Somebody want to tell me two of the constant enemies of Israel in the Old Testament?
这个长
Moabites.
这个永久的。Ammonites.敌人就是那个死敌，好像是谁？一个是摩押人，一个就是亚门人，常常给。
God's plan.
神的计划是。
Was.
神的计划是。
Abraham, you leave all the family here.
你把你家里的所有人，你的家人。
You go here.
离开你的父家，你要离开。
I'm going to make of you a great nation.
我会到这个迦南地，离开哈兰，到迦南地，让你成为一个。
But Abraham brings Lot.
大国，但是神带着。
And so right here.
所以呢，在那儿。
Are going to be the Ammonites.The Moabites.
Constant
conflict through Israel's history comes out of that bit of distrust. Move on. But he's growing in his faith. But it's still limited. Chapter
15.
He says to God, All right, God.Lot isn't working out. Because as soon as he gets there, there's problems from Lot. How about Eliezer of Damascus? He's the steward of Abraham's estate. God says, no, that's not the one. And I want you to see something that it's easy to skip over when you're reading Genesis because it's so foreign to us. But this is one of the most amazing things in Genesis. Go down to chapter 15. God said to Abraham, verse 7. Go back to 6, okay. So God says, I'm going to make your offspring as the stars in the heavens. Verse 6, Abraham believed the Lord, and God counted it to him for righteousness. And then starting in verse 7 is something amazing. God says,
耶和华又对他说,
Take a heifer, a female goat, a ram, a turtle dove, and a pigeon.
你取一个母牛、母山羊和公绵羊、斑鸠、雏鸽。
Cut them in half.
然后把它们分成两半，劈拆成两半。
Lay them there.
就把它一半一半对着摆列。
Then God makes more promises to Abraham.
就是对亚伯拉罕有更多的应许。
Verse 17, when it's dark,
当那个日落天
a pot of fire and a flaming torch goes between the pieces of the animal. And God makes a covenant with Abraham. Now let me explain why I say that's such an amazing verse.
对我来讲，为什么这是一个真的是令人震惊的一个经节呢？
In the ancient world,
在那个古代，
if Dr. Wingham and I were at war,
如果说是温牧师跟我，我们两个人是在打仗。
And he defeated me.
然后他打败我了。
Now we have to make a treaty, a covenant.
现在我们就要立一个条约。
And this is how it would work.
那我们怎么立条约呢？
We would bring some animals.
我们会带，就是拿一些，带一些动物来。
We would cut them in half.
我们把这个动物劈成两半。
Dr. Wingham would say to me.
然后温牧师就会对我说。
You walk between those animals.
你就是在这个劈开的动物之间，你从中间。
And you promise me you will never break this treaty.
你的那个应许就是说你永远不会背叛这些条约。
Because if you do,
如果你背叛这些条约，
I will do to you.
我对你。
What we have done to those animals.
我就像把那个动物劈成两半，就会这样来对待你。
You will be cut in half.
你就会被劈成两半。
When I walk between them, I am putting myself under a blood oath.
所以呢，当我从这些动物中间走过的时候，我是在就算是立了一个血誓。
If I break this covenant,
如果我就是背信弃义，
you can kill me.
你可以杀了我。
Got that?
你了解到了吗？
Now, God and Abraham.Are making a covenant.
Abraham, 他们就立了这个约。
The animals are cut and divided.
然后 这个动物呢就是被劈成两半。
Based on what I just told you,
根据我刚才说的
who should walk between the two halves of the animals?
谁应该从这个动物被劈成两半动物中间走过呢？
Abraham.
应该是亚伯拉罕。
God is the stronger party here, and Abraham is the weaker one, right?
因为神是这个更强有力的，在两方之中，神是这个强有力的。
This to me is an amazing chapter.
所以这个是
because God turns it around.
因为神把这个东西这个顺序全颠倒了。
And he says to Abraham, "Here is how seriously I take my promise to you."
这是神说，这是我对我的这个条约、这个应许有多么重视。
If I were to break my promise to you,
如果我真的是背信弃义,
I'm under a death curse.
那我就是在这个血誓、这个死亡的咒诅之下。
Isn't that amazing?
那是不是很让我们
震惊? That God binds himself,
神把自己,
to his promises.
神让自己把自己放在就是紧紧的跟这个条约捆绑在一起。
That's how much God cares about the relationship he makes with his people.
这就是神多么的在于他跟他的百姓所立下的这个约。
Chapter 15.
第到
Chapter 16, Abraham is still learning.
在第十六章，亚伯拉罕仍然在学习。
And so he tries something else.
所以亚伯拉罕呢又在
something that makes perfect sense in their culture.
在他们的那个世界里，在他们的文化里，那是非常的合情合理的。
It doesn't in our culture.
当然，在我们的这个
at least my wife never suggested this idea.
但是我太太肯定不会这样来建议我。
But he has a son by Hagar.
但是他通过那个夏甲，亚伯拉罕有了个儿子。
That will provide him.A descendant.
那个这样子可以让他有一个后代。
But again, that's not God's plan.
但是那个不是神的计划。
And you can figure out where this is going.
你就可以自己来想出来，最后。
Ishmael's descendants are another everlasting enemy.
所以以实玛利的这个后代是这个以色列人永久的、永远的敌人。
Of Israel.
他们的永久的、永远的。
You can go to Israel right now.
你就现在可以到以色列现在。
And see all the conflict that is going on.
你看到他们所有的这些矛盾、这些冲突。
And much of it you can trace it all the way back.
你可以把它回溯到。
And say Abraham.
你就回溯到说亚伯拉罕呐。
If you had just had enough faith to not try to figure this out on your own,
如果你有足够的信心，不是自己要解决这个问题，
things would be a whole lot easier.
现在事情会简单很多。
Now, there's not time for testimonies.
所以在我们这里没有时间做见
证。And I don't think I'd want to hear them anyway.
我也不想大概听到。
But how many of you can remember some time in your life
多少人可以记得在你的生命
where instead of following God's path, you tried to figure it out for yourself?
你本来是不是说是跟随神的这个道路，而是自己想办法解决。
And when you did,
当你这样做的时候，
how well did that go for you?
最后这个结局怎么样呢？
We ought to learn from Abraham.
我们应该从亚伯拉罕身上学到功课。
I ought to learn from Abraham.
我也应该从亚伯拉罕身上。
Let God work it out.
让神来把这些来做事。
Because my solutions are never.
因为我的解决之道永远。
As good as His.
永远不会说像神的解决之道。
Now let me jump to the key chapter 22.
让我们看到这个经。最重要的这个叫金章，就是
I want to try to help you to understand where this chapter fits into the story of Abraham.
看你说这一章是如何跟亚伯拉罕他的这个人生这样子相配合的。
How many of you at some point in your life when you've been reading the book of Genesis?
有多少人在你读创世纪的时候
？And you read God commanding Abraham to take Isaac and sacrifice him. Has that really bothered you?
有没有觉得说神让亚伯拉罕献以撒，让你觉得很
It's not a very beautiful story, is it?
这不是一个很美的故事，让你觉得很不舒服。
I'm probably not going to make you like it. I don't like it.
我也不喜欢，我也可能也不会让你去喜欢这一章。
But I do want to help you to try to understand it.
但是我想要帮助你能理解。
So it's Genesis 22.
在二十二章。
Part of the background you have to remember is this.
这个二十二章的背景就是。
I just told you about Genesis 15.
我刚刚给你讲过，创世纪第十五。
That tells you how committed God is.
就告诉你神是有多么的对这个约，对 亚伯拉罕对这个约神有多么的委身。
If you read 22 without 15,
如果你只读22章不读第15章，
It's going to really bother you.
那会让你觉得非常的不舒服。
But when you start 22, you ought to say, wait a minute now.
如果你读到22章你就得等一等。
This sounds bizarre.
这看起来好像很怪。
But God has already said to Abraham,
神已经对亚伯拉罕说，
I would die before I'd break my promise to you.
我就算那个，就算死也不会背信弃义。
So I think this story is going to come out okay.
所以我想这个故事的结局应该是好的。
Here's what I want you to see.
这就是我想让你看的。
chapter 21.
21章。
The Lord visited Sarah as he had said. 21 verse 1.
Okay.第二十一章第一节，耶和华按着先前的话眷顾撒拉。
In the introductory, when I started this series, I told you one of the things to look for is repeated phrases, repeated ideas.
所以我当时在刚开始讲过，就说你们要留意的就是那些不断重复的那个话语经节。
21:1, the Lord visited Sarah as he said.
二十一章，耶和华按着先前的话，按着先前的话眷顾撒拉。
The end of the verse.
但是在这句话
的 The Lord did to Sarah as he had promised.
便照他所说的给撒拉成就。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Has a son at the time God had spoken to him.
到神所说的日期就给亚伯拉罕了。
God has proven himself.
神已经证明。
I am going to be faithful.
我是守约信实的。
But now he is saying to Abraham,
神对亚伯拉罕说,
I want you to be faithful to me.
我现在也要让你要对我来守约信实。
Back in chapter 12, he had said, leave your country.
神对亚伯拉罕说, 离开你的本地。
Go where I show you.
往我所要指示你的地区。
Chapter 22, now he says,
神对亚伯拉罕
说, take your son
说,
to the land of Moriah.
去往摩利亚地区。
And here's what I want you to see about this story.
我想让你看到这个故事。
This is difficult.
这个是很难的，很困难的。
Because it demands a lot, but I think it's an important lesson.
虽然它要求了很多，但是这是一个很重要的课。
The first place in the Bible
第一次在圣经中
that the word love is used is in this chapter.
圣经中第一次用爱这个词是在这一章。
Genesis 22 verse 2.
22章第二节。
Take your son.
带着你的儿子。
Your only son Isaac.
就是你独生的儿子。
The son whom you love.
你所爱的以撒。
Do you see where Isaac stands in Abraham's affections?
你知道在以撒对亚伯拉罕有多重要吗？
He's your son.
他是你的儿子。
Your only son.
你独生的儿子。
He's the son you love.
是你所爱的。
Bring him.
你带着他。
To the place I'm going to show you.
往我在我所要指示你的山上。
He brings his son.
亚伯拉罕就带着他的儿子。
They come to the place.
然后到了那个地方。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
The angel says, "Do not lay your hand on the boy."
你不可在这孩子身上下手。
For now I know that you fear God, seeing that you have not withheld your son.Your only son from me.
现在我知道你是敬畏神的了，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
God renews his promises.
神就重新，就是重新续签他的约。
Because you have not withheld your son, your only son.
因为你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子。
Before the sacrifice,
在这个献祭之前,
your son,
你的儿子,
your only son,
你独生的儿子,
the son you love,
你所爱的,
after the sacrifice,
但是在这个献祭之后,
your son,
你儿子,
your only son,
你独生的儿子。
This is hard, but
这是很难，但是,
remember in the New Testament, Jesus says,
在这个耶稣基督,
if you want to be my disciple,
如果你想成为我的门徒。
You must hate, and the word hate there is, you must love them less.
就是说你要恨，这个恨在原文里边就是说你要少爱他们。
Father, mother,
你的父亲母亲。
Son,
你的
daughter. Every other love
别的任何别的爱
must be secondary to our love for God.
必须是相比你对神的爱是第二位的。
God is saying to Abraham,
神对亚伯拉罕说,
Who is your first love?
谁是你最爱的?
And at the beginning of the test,
在这个试验之前,
Isaac
这个考试之前,
is in that place.
是亚,
you see
it?他说最爱的,
your son, your only son, the son you love.
你的儿子, 你独生的儿子, 你所爱的。
At the end of the test,
但是在这个考试之后, 试验之后,
who is in first place?
谁在第一位呢? 谁排第爱, 亚伯拉罕的最爱的呢? 就是神。
Now we're almost out of time, but I want to make sure that
我们时间不够了,
you understand this.
你了解这些。
Because if you misquote me, I want you to misquote me correctly.
如果就算你引述我引述的不对,我也想你可别动引述错。
I am not saying.
我不是说我没有说。
That Christians should not love our children.
不是说作为基督徒我们不应该爱我们的孩子。
That's not the lesson here.
这个不是这个课里所教导的。
I am saying as difficult as it is.
我想说的就是虽然很困难很难。
Our first love.
我们的最爱的我们最主我们第一位要爱的。
Must be God.
必须是神。
Now, when you hear that,
当你听到这个,
how many of you kind of think, don't worry, lightning won't strike if you raise your hand here. How many of you kind of think, well, then God's cruel?
多少人你不用举手,你是不是在心里说神怎么这么残忍呢?
He says, I can't love my children as much as I love him. That's cruel.
他说我不能,我像爱,像爱我的,
How could God have done this to Abraham?
就是说不能像爱我的孩子,就是说爱盖他跟像爱我的孩子像爱他那样,那不是有点残忍吗?他怎么这样对待你?
Here's what you must understand.
但是你必须要了解。
There is one person who loves your children more than you do.
你知道有一个人他爱你的孩子胜过你爱他们吗?
And that's God.
那就是神。
Right?
对不对?
And he knows more than we do about what's best for them.
他对他知道什么是对你的孩子最好比我们知道
But when we put ourselves between him and our children,
如果我们把自己梗在就是放在神和孩子
We interfere
其实我们在阻碍
with his working
我们在阻碍神的工作
with the children
我们阻碍神在这个孩子身上的工作
Last week, Sue had to have fluid taken off her lung.
上个星期我太太从她的肺里面抽出来积液
And they stick a needle in you.
然后他们把一个针刺到他身体里。
I don't want someone doing that to my wife.
我可不想有什么人把一个针刺到我太太的那个胸腔里。
And the doctor said I had to leave.
然后医生说，做这个程序的时候说你得出去。
Why? Because he was smart.
因为他为什么呢？他医生很。
For all he knows, I might be an idiot.
他是知道我可能会。
And I might grab the needle and say, No, you're not going to do that.
我可能看着他扎针，我说你不能这样做
，right？
是不是
？But he knows a whole lot more than I know about what is for her good.
我的医生肯定是比我更知道什么对我太太更好。
Here's what you must understand.
所以你必须要理解的是
that promise that God made when He goes between the animals.
所以当神就是说走过这个被劈开的洞的时
候 I'm going to bless you.
神从中间经过。
I'm going to make you a great nation and bless all the nations of the earth through your descendants.
我要祝福你，也要是让你成为大国，然后靠。通过你让万族得福是通过你的后裔。
He can't keep that promise.
但是神没有办法就是保持他的应许。直到
Abraham
直到亚伯拉罕
love for him
直到
is more than his love for Isaac.
直到亚伯拉罕他对神的爱胜过他对他儿子的爱的时候
Because as long as Abraham's primary love is Isaac.
如果亚伯拉罕对他儿子更爱他的儿子
Abraham will stand between God and his purposes for Isaac.
所以神亚伯拉罕就会挡在神和神对那个以撒的心意之间。
Parents, this is hard.
对父母来讲，这个真的很难。
It's hard for me.
对我来讲也很难。
I want to protect my children.
因为我很想保护我的孩子。
God, you can't do that to them.
你不能这样对待我的孩子啊。
But God understands.
但是神知道
We must give them over to Him.
我们必须把我们的孩子交托在神的手上。
Our first love must be Him.
我们第一个，我们首要要爱的必须是神。
And then we trust Him.
然后当我们真的信靠神的时候
，with everything else，
然后我们就把所有的一切都交在神的手里，信靠他。
But the wonderful thing is，
但是这个令人奇妙的是，奇妙的事情是
，when He gets the first love，
当神得到这个首要的第一位的爱的时候
，then He can take care of everything else。
然后神就会照看所有的一切。
We can trust Him with everything else。
然后我们把那个交在他手上的一切。
Abraham shows us，
亚伯拉罕向我们显示。
What it means
它意味着什么
to truly believe God
就是什么叫做真正的信靠神
until He is first
什么叫真正信靠神把神放在
首位 after this story
在这个故事之后
you never again see
你就再也没有看到
a lack of trust in Abraham's life
就再也没有看到在亚伯拉罕
all of the other little
缺乏信任的
twists and turns are gone
所有的过去的这种弯弯曲曲的
Now he has an undivided love for God.
现在他有一个对神专心没有分就是三心二意的那个爱
And the rest of his life, there's no turmoil between what do I do?
然后他就不再有这种挣扎这种混乱就是我到底应该怎么做
Now,
现在
it's an unbroken faith and trust.
现在是一个没有一个持续的一个没有破没有就是这个断开了这样的一个信心。
We're out of time.
我们现在时间不够了。
I'm going to talk about Joseph a little bit next week in introducing Exodus.
然后我们下个星期会讲一些约瑟，然后我们就会进到这个出埃及记。
Let me just say about Jacob.
让我就很快的讲雅各。
His character is far worse.
他的这个品格可是糟糕很多。
But God works in his life.
但是神在他的生命中工作。
And does in Jacob.
然后在雅各的身上。
The same kind of things he does for Abraham.
他就在他就像他在亚伯拉罕身上工作，他也同
样在
雅各身上工作。直到
500 years later.
直到五百年以后。
God is going to appear to Moses.
神会
at the burning bush.
神在那个。燃烧的荆棘里对摩西显现
And he's going to say,
然后神对摩西说
I am the God of Abraham
我是亚伯拉罕的神
That makes sense because Abraham became a great man of faith
因为那个很有道理因为亚伯拉罕是一个有伟大信心的人
The God of Isaac
是以撒的神
Okay, Isaac didn't do anything bad
因为以撒也没做什么 不对的事错事坏事
And the God of Jacob
然后是雅各的神
The one who is best known for being a crook.
雅各最出名的就是一个骗子。
Again, I wouldn't do it. I'd say I'm the God of Abraham and Isaac.
要是我是神，我就说我是亚伯拉罕、以撒的神。
If you look at your life,
但是如果你看你自己的生活
and you think, you know, I've really messed up some things.
你说我真的是搞得生活弄得一团糟。
I'm not sure that this can get fixed.
我也不知道这个会不会这个问题变好。
Go back and review
所以回顾
the last part of Genesis
就是复习这个
and realize
最后的部分意识到
that God loves to bring glory out of someone like Jacob
神如何喜欢从这样的像雅各这样的人从他身上得荣耀
I gave you the assignment for Exodus
然后我已经给了就是对那个出埃及记的这个家庭作业
be looking at these The covenant, the promises that God makes him.
然后就是要去看神对他们所给的应许。
And I'll ask you a question to be thinking about as you read it.
当你这样读的时候呢，我给你们一个问题。
There were four names I gave you for Genesis 12 through 50.
在十二章到第五十章，我们有四个人。
And I don't have time to explain this, but Abraham,
亚伯拉罕
Isaac,
以撒
Jacob,
雅各。
Who should be next?
谁应该是最后那个呢 Judah.
Judah. Why Judah?
Because Jesus came from Judah. That's what I think.
That's right.
我觉得应该是犹大。
Genesis is showing the line of promise to the Messiah.
因为那个创世纪在讲这个就是弥赛亚的这个族系。
And it should be.
然后第四个人物本来应该是亚伯拉罕。
Isaac.
雅各
Jacob
然后是不是第二个是以撒第三个是雅各
Judah
第四个应该是犹大
That's the line of Messiah
因为这个是弥赛亚的这个
That's the line of the throne
因为这个是就是那个
That's the line of the promise
这是那个得应许的
We don't have time to talk about it, but think about in the back of your mind as this week, and we'll talk about it next week.
下个星期我们会讲。
Why is Joseph?
为什么是约瑟?
In the place of Judah in the last part as the main character.
为什么在这个创世纪最后是讲的约瑟而不是犹大?
Dear God, thank you for your goodness.
主啊，我们为你的美善感谢你。
Thank you for your word.
谢谢你的话语。
And Lord, thank you that when we don't deserve to be used, you use us.
就算我们不配被你而用的时候，你也仍然用我们。
When we don't deserve to be blessed,
当我们不配被得祝福的时候，
you bless us.
你还是祝福了我们。
Would you help us to trust you?
帮助我们能够信靠你。
When we're tempted to try to figure out our own path,
当我们自己想要自己去解决问题的时候。
When we want to go our own way,
当我们想走自己的路的时候，
would you remind us of the story of Abraham?
求你真的是让我们想起亚伯拉罕的故事。
Help us to trust you.
帮助我们能信靠你。
When we're tempted to despair and think we've messed it up,
当我们就是心里很绝望，觉得我们把一切弄得一团糟的时候，
would you remind us of the story of Jacob?
求你真的让我们想起雅各的故事。
That you can redeem any situation.
你可以真的是救赎所有的状况。
Help us to trust in you.
帮助我们能够信靠你，信任你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.